All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
And hour number four, good to have you. 5:30, the prop bet delight. We'll get into it, but we're trying to have some fun because we know all our teams blow, and you got to laugh. I mean, who are we kidding? The weather's terrible. Our teams are terrible. So we're asking, what's the most embarrassing thing in Detroit sports? Singular, like the thing that you find the most embarrassing. I said Mason's flat brim. Sully said the seat covers. David said Donovan Mitchell not being here. We've had multiple calls about the Tiger new hat, the gas station hat with the big old English D on it. We can take your suggestion all over the place. Yes, Hooper's birthday has been a suggestion. I'll tell you right now, Hooper's birthday this year is going to be a disaster. A disaster. On a Sunday with Toronto coming in, they will overrun this place. Toronto fans travel. They're going to own this arena, and Hooper is going to get body slammed on his own birthday.
Yeah, they always do with the Maple Leafs, too, when they come and play here. But by the way, Mike, I had an idea during last break. What if I look into reserving an entire section at LCA? And we have some
boo this team?
We have some listeners join us to celebrate Hooper's birthday that day. You know, you can purchase a ticket in the Hooper's birthday section. That'd be great.
Nah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Only if people wore Raptors gear and booed the hell out of this garbage franchise.
Well, maybe Mr. Gores will be there. I assume he wouldn't miss it. He wouldn't miss Hooper's birthday.
I don't think he's aware that his team's mascot's name is Hooper.
No. He isn't.
Here, you're doing prop bets at 5:30. Odds Tom Gores knows what his team's mascot either looks like or is called by name. Set it plus 700.
Yeah, they tell him, Mr. Gores, you're coming to Hooper's birthday, right? He's like, Hooper, was he one of the players?
Hooper. Or? Do I pay that guy? Hooper? You mean the guy from MASH? No, Mr. Gores, that's your team's mascot.
He's the guy from Jaws.
Oh, that's it. You're right. Hooper drives the boat.
Hooper!
Ticket text coming in. Pistons would give you guys free ticks for sure. You guys have to go. Roberto should video. By far one of your funniest shows. You guys are awesome. That's from Ryan. You guys should do an LCA remote for Hooper's birthday. Epic.
Yes.
No, you don't understand. We're not going to broadcast from the arena where I'm going to just make fun of this team and wear Raptors stuff. No. No. How can you say the Pistons have drafted bad? They got Andre Drummond, and he gets the double-doubles and stuff. Oh, the audio yesterday of Gore. You know, how come you didn't come out the 5 o'clock hour with the new Roberto song? The double-double homage.
I can't when we come over.
I need
about
that
Hooper.
At 5:50.
I wanted to play Hooper's song.
Most embarrassing thing about Detroit sports? The Hail Marys we give up. What's the bet? Eating wings is not betting the game. Tuned in late. No, it's... Sully wants to do prop bets with TJ for the Super Bowl. NFL rules, kind of a problem there. So it'll be for entertainment purposes only. Winky, winky. Maybe TJ could sign a waiver with the league that guarantees, hell, he won't compete in the playoffs the rest of his career, that's for sure. Okay, there's that. Let's go to Mark, 97.1. Hi, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talk to me. What's on your mind?
So I know there's a lot of embarrassing that's happened over the years, but just in recently what's driving me crazy is that the fact in 2014 we could have had Aaron Donald and we ended up drafting Eric Ebron and we cut Ebron and now we watch Ebron go to the Pro Bowl and now Aaron Donald's leading the defense to the Super Bowl. And it's just, I mean, that year alone we could have had Anthony Barr, Odell Beckham. It's truly embarrassing how irrelevant we become. And how terrible that draft specifically was, how it's just haunting us right now.
Yeah. Dan, everything surrounding Ebron could be that embarrassing thing. The fact that you took him 10th and he stunk, you took him over really good players, as you said, Mark. Then, as an added layer to the embarrassment cake, he went on to be a Pro Bowler the year he left. It's fair.
It's terrible. Another thing I want to point out is just, it's hard to win the World Series, but the fact we didn't win the World Series when we had David Price and Verlander and Porcello and Prince and it was just, I still can't believe we didn't do something to make ourselves, you know,
well,
world champions a couple of
years. You got swept. I mean, what here? Tigers have a two-pack of embarrassment. How do you go to the World Series and lose 8 of 9 games? I know. I'm sorry. Mark, you didn't need that last comment. I apologize.
No, I'm embarrassed of my city right now, but that's also part of the charm we got.
I mean, look, that's why we're trying to have a little fun. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I was so angry yesterday with Tom Gores. I can't get on the air and be angry every day. It's not what I want to do. I still want some support here for Mason's flat brim. That is so embarrassing. I'm going to watch that game tonight, and I'm going to get so angry when they pan by him, and he's wearing like a Swarovski crystal flat brim. Dude, you're 60. Take it off.
You know, and it's funny you say that, Mike. I don't know if I ever told you this story, but when I was in college, the keynote speaker at the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Awards, when I happened to win an award, was Mason. And he gave a good speech about how he started his career and how he got to where he was at.
Now, did he yell the entire time in an obnoxious manner in an empty
building? It was kind of empty because it was a snowstorm. We had to drive to Lansing, but it was bad weather. But he got there a little late for his speech.
What award did you? Oh, wait, Mason was late?
Got there a little late.
That's embarrassing.
But he gave the keynote speech. And
what award did you win?
I won Best Talk Show. Best Talk Show.
Best Talk Show?
Best Talk Show on college radio, yep.
Look at this.
And you know what?
Do we have some, in
that same category, I think it was...
Do we have some tapes of this?
12 years earlier, you know whose name was there as well?
That'd be me.
Mike Valeni.
That's right.
Bring it full circle.
I could tell you, your show wasn't as good as mine.
we'll compare the tapes, right?
Hold on.
I do not want to listen to those. I don't have to dig them up somewhere.
Oh, I want to hear these.
Here's the thing, though. And this was back in college. I had on the submission tape, I had Glover Quinn on. And I had Dave Burkett on. The Lions
talk. Look
at
this guy.
Yep. Now I think I'm sure that helped me win it.
What year did you win the award?
That was 2014.
And look at this now.
And now this is great.
Now this guy's got clients. This guy's doing commercials. This guy's hosting poker tournaments. He's getting more ass than a toilet seat. Look at where your life has gone.
I've been trying to pitch this for a long time. I want to do most embarrassing tapes day. Yeah. Sully will bring in his demo stuff. I'll bring in music that I recorded when I was 15, 16 years
music?
Old. Oh, it's so cringeworthy.
You tried to be a musical artist?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I'm so glad I have none anymore.
Oh, bull. I'll just show up at church Sunday. I'll get some tapes.
Oh, that's the great stuff.
What, you singing Ave Maria?
No,
please.
No, that's the great stuff. We want the bad stuff from before. No, I don't have bad stuff. I am great, okay? I don't have bad stuff.
Oh, my God.
We'll pull your last producer show.
Oh!
All
right.
Wow.
Where's your producer show?
Somewhere. Oh. And right now, all I see is a vision of Jimmy Powers in his office just fist pumping like, go, Roberto, go. Poor David just got kneecapped.
Yeah, Roberto's too busy co-hosting the Who Am I game all the time. And, you know, his bad material right there.
All right.
Yeah, you should say that. Pull a tape of the Who Am I game for Roberto's bad tape, right?
I am a black man.
That creepy look that he always has.
My brother. Let's go to Roy, 97.1. What's up, Roy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. What is the most embarrassing thing in Detroit?
Oh, man. It's too many to choose from, but diehard Pistons fan, I got to go with my Pistons, man. I got a story about this, too, why I've become this way, because on my birthday, November 19th, my daughter's strings teacher gave her tickets. I went. I'm excited. Pistons actually won. Bro, I fell asleep at the game. I mean, it was like watching a pickup basketball game at Belle Isle or something back in the day. I mean, it was sloppy play all over the place. And I forgot who was even playing, but I was embarrassed that I fell asleep. And I realized that was embarrassing, that I couldn't even be entertained.
How tired were you to fall asleep at a basketball game? Like, do you understand? And you don't have narcolepsy or anything, do you?
No, man, I wasn't I didn't realize I was that tired until I sat out.
I know why you fell asleep. They were playing the damn Cavaliers. No wonder you fell asleep.
It could be. I mean, I was excited to go, but, I mean, complete waste of time, man. I would have been better up turning up at a bar or something.
Oh, yeah. No question.
That was so weak.
You sit and watch the Pistons play the Cavalier. Hell, they could prep you for surgery. They could save money on the anesthesia. Just sit here for 30 minutes. We'll wheel you back after this. Pistons and Cavs. Oh, my God. Jesus. Let's go 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.